smartest one in the Bernstein family?
Me. Me.
There's a debate between 10-year-old Maddie and 8-year-old Zach.
Well, I'm older, so I've had 2 more years than him.
I don't care.
To be alive and to learn.
Sorry, Zach. Maddie may be right, at least according to a study published today in the journal Science. Researchers studied 250,000 Norwegian 18- and 19-year-old young men and found that, on average, the older child had an IQ a little more than 2 points higher than their younger siblings. The explanation? The older child has more undivided attention from parents during his or her first years.
When parents are able to spend a lot of time with their kids, it does really enhance their intellectual functioning. Their brain develops in that environment where they get lots of input.
A few points difference might not sound like much, but child experts say it could be the difference between a high B and a low A. And that could mean the difference between getting into an elite college or landing a top job. Famous firstborns, including Albert Einstein, Franklin Roosevelt, and computer guru Steve Jobs, seem to validate the study, but there are plenty of exceptions, so parents, don't worry. Consider Thomas Jefferson, the third of 8 children, and Thomas Edison, the youngest of 7. The mother of Maddie, Zach, Tess, and Devin agrees.
I'm the youngest of 4, so obviously I have a different take on the story. I think all youngest are the most intelligent.
And to show how smart she is, Maddie didn't argue that point with her mom. Kelly Wallace, CBS News, Sleepy Hollow, New York.